Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week at the At the Table podcast, I'm going to reflect on last Sunday's service and what a service it was as we turn the page on 2025 and look ahead to 2026. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome back to the At the Table podcast. After a few weeks, I have taken a brief break as things got a little crazy in my life and I had to just kind of dial it back a little bit. But I'm back with you now. This is going to be the first episode of 2026. It will drop on Thursday, January 1st, 2026. And I just can't believe that 2025 is over. It is just blowing my mind. It has been a long year, but yet it has been an incredibly fast-paced year. I can't believe Christmas is behind us. And as I'm recording this, I'm thinking about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And we just had a tremendous final service this past Sunday, December the 28th at Grace Community Church. In fact, if you missed it, I would encourage you to click on the link in the show notes. Check out our link on our website at gccofalliance.org. Go to the sermons area and click on the link to take you to YouTube and you can watch this last week's service. And I'll just tell you, it was a little bit long, but it was a very good one because God was moving. I had a vision and an idea of what I wanted to see happen, and God just knocked it out of the park and blew it away. I'm just so excited. So I'm going to reflect on that. I'm going to look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, which is what I talked about briefly on Sunday during our looking ahead to 2026 session, and I just wanted to just comment on it a little bit further. So let me just talk about this last week's service. So I had this idea of doing a service that was a worship slash testimony slash kind of vision casting service. And I had a young lady who was a student of mine at Marlington contact me actually a few months ago, but then even just a few weeks ago, and asking if she could share in some capacity with our church about what God is doing through her ministry, what she's seeing, and how she could encourage the church, especially our young people. And I was just like, aha, I got it. I'm going to let her and have her share on December 28th. Well, our service was broken up like this. We did some worship. We heard the testimony from Sierra Thompson, who I just mentioned a minute ago. We had some more worship. We did some guided prayer, which I thought was incredibly important. We did more worship, praising our Savior. And then the final thing we did was we did a 2026 as we looked at Hebrews chapter 12, three specific areas where we could grow in 2026. And then we did a final song and we sent ourselves out into this world to serve Jesus. Well, the service was great. The testimony that I said I mentioned earlier, check out the link in the show notes, click on the timestamp for Sierra and just listen to her passion and what her challenge for the church was as we look ahead at the 2026. And then we spent some time in prayer, and this was incredibly good. So many times we just don't create space for prayer in the service, or at least not as big as we did on Sunday. And really what the simple idea was is we looked at the acrostic ACTS, A-C-T-S, and we did some prayers of adoration and praise. We did some prayers of confession. We did some prayers of thanks, thanking God for all that He has done. And then we did some supplication prayers where we were just asking God for the desires of our heart and asking Him to lead us. Well, as we entered the last session, and this is where I'm going to spend a lot of my time today, is we looked at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And these verses come to us. The author of Hebrews is writing these shortly, right after chapter 11. And if you're not familiar, go read chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is considered the Hall of Fame, the faith chapter, the faith Hall of Fame chapter, where it talks about all these folks from the Old Testament before Jesus that had this faith. They were looking ahead to what was coming, and they lived a life that was commendable. In fact, God said it was counted to them as righteousness through their faith. And this was an incredible section. But when we get to chapter 12, These are the first three verses. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, and the NIV says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance a race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." And here is my challenge for the church on Sunday, was this, is three things. And we had three post-it notes on several walls around the church and a bunch of small post-it notes that we were going to write on as we went. And so the challenge was this, is number one, is there an area, identify an area where that's something that hinders your growth in Christ. Catch that? Something that hinders a sin or a habit or something that you feel that is getting in your way of following Jesus more. And what I challenged the folks to do was to write it down. Write it down and put it on the small post-it note that you write down your hindrance onto the big hindrance post-it notes throughout the church. And I was just blown away. There were so many things that were posted and written down. And I'm not going to read them, but I just want to tell you that people were taking this seriously. They sought the Lord. The Lord revealed to them areas where they were being hindered from following him, and they named it. And what the challenge with that was that then surrender it to God. And there was some powerful moments that I could see that was written on those notes, some real things that were holding people back, and they were surrendering that to God. And how powerful that was to now read those and see those now. And I can praying for you people, and I don't know who wrote them. That doesn't matter. God knows who wrote them. Part of writing it down is just identifying it and putting it out there. The second thing was, we titled it "Fix My Eyes." In verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 12, it says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." So my challenge to the congregation was to write down items where they needed to fix their eyes on Jesus more. Maybe it was a spiritual discipline. Maybe it was reading the Bible through in a year. Maybe it was reading it through in 2 years, whatever it was, being consistently reading in God's Word. Maybe it was a devoted, specific time of prayer every day where they would go before the Lord and just lay their heart out to him, confess their sins, ask for repentance, but then ask God for the supplications on their heart. Maybe it was a time of Sabbath. Maybe this was something that needed to happen in their life. They needed to identify times in their life where they had Sabbath rest, rhythms of Sabbath throughout their life. Maybe it was other disciplines. Maybe it was not even that. Maybe it was just finding a time, making a time and a commitment to do devotions. Maybe that wasn't happening. But what people wrote down was just mind-blowing. It just showed how much God was working on their heart, how much he was driving them towards him, how much he was pulling them in and saying, "Fix your eyes on me." Amazing. I love it. It was so powerful. I could feel the power in the air. And then this morning, as I came into the church and was reading all the things that were on these big post-it notes, I just was touched deeply that people were taking this seriously. They were pressing into God even more. And the third thing was this, a God-sized goal. I challenged them, pray, if God has been giving you something, ask him to show you something that is a God-sized goal that he wants to see you do in 2026. Maybe for them it was reading through the Bible in a year. They'd never done it before. That was a God-sized goal. Maybe it was creating a time of Sabbath. Maybe it was something even not mentioned. And I can just tell you that the number of things that were written on the God-sized goal post-it notes were mind-boggling. There were so many things that God was speaking to his people. And this just really comes back to a testimony that I even shared on Sunday morning was about this, is that if you follow us at all or you're part of our church, our regular, you've heard that we had some financial challenges throughout this year. We had committed to replacing our HVAC system, one of them. We also saw giving was down across the board for the first 9 months of the year, 10 months of the year. And so we were praying about this as elders. What are we going to do? What are we going to, how are we going to attack this? And we just said, listen, we're going to make a plan and then we're going to trust God to show up. But through all of this, a couple of things happen. Our giving in the month of December and November was larger than the other months prior to that. For instance, I think I shared on Sunday morning that our giving for the two months, November and December, was approaching $60,000, which was the same total as the previous 6 months added together. God was moving. God not only did that, but he raised up additional funds for our HVAC system that was completely paid off and then some. It caused several people to give larger gifts as year end to support the ministry because they believe in what God is doing at Grace Community Church. And let me just tell you, as your pastor, I understand it's not about me. It's about God. It's about him getting all the glory. And you need to know that is God's hand moving. That is not this pastor. This pastor is just trying to be faithful to where God has called him to be. And so this left me thinking, what are some God-sized goals in 2026 that he wants us as a church to do? And I'm continuing to pray through this and pray about this. And I've laid this before the feet of our elders that they would be praying about it and see what God is asking us to do. Maybe there's a step of faith that he's asking us to take in 2026 and we need to be ready. Maybe he's setting this up so letting us know that he's got this. This ministry is his and he is going to sustain this. And that is liberating and freeing as we consider how we would approach 2026. So what does this mean for you as a listener of this podcast? Well, maybe this is the first time you've listened to it, or maybe you've listened to all 66 and this being the 67th. I don't know, but I want to challenge you the same way I challenged the church. And if you didn't attend this Sunday, I encourage you again, go back and watch the service and walk through the processes that we did that morning so that you too can be ready for what God is bringing in 2026. This has been a great year at Grace Community Church. There's been a lot of ups. There's been some downs. But through all of it, I can rest assured that God is in control. We realize that he is the provider. He is the sustainer. He is the one that provides everything that is needed. All we have to do is surrender to his will, surrender to him, and say, God, come into my life. Lead me. Guide this church. Guide our hearts. Draw us closer to Jesus. Well, I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, everybody, have a great day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.